It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and welcome to the middle of November. November is often spoken of as being gray November, and I think some of the days we had this week have really lived up to it. There are those who might be a little disappointed with it, but I think gray November is absolutely spectacular. Anyway, taking a look at halfway through the month, how are we doing statistically? Once again, we got a month warmer than normal. Now, it has not really been balmy. We had a high of 52, which is not that much different from the high of a lot of Novembers. But at the other end, we haven't really had chilly either. The coldest temperature so far for the whole month happened on the 1st, and that was 22. We did have a couple of days in the 20s this week, and during my morning walks, I had a couple of cases where I saw ice covering. One time it covered an entire pond I went by. Another time it covered an entire swamp that I went by. However, the real freeze-up is not yet, and the walk that I took most recently didn't have any ice at all. So that's the way November is. It freeze-thaw, back and forth. Precipitation-wise, we are below normal, but not that much. Some rains this week have come up a little closer, but still not as much as we normally have. I personally love November, rainy days in November. What we haven't had is snow, and it's not unusual by this time we have snow. The average snow for this time is about 5 inches. The average snow we get for the whole month is more than a foot. And usually we get a few inches by this time of snow. This is a freeze-thaw time. When it freezes, it thaws. When snow falls, it melts. So it's back and forth like that. Well, we do have the days continue to get shorter. That part hasn't changed. And we're headed towards an interesting time in December, where we have the earliest sunset of the whole year. Yeah, it's already in about the 10th of December, and we're headed in that direction. We are also headed this weekend for a nice big full moon. And if we get a clear sky, it's a spectacular. Because of the full moon, one of the other features of November will probably not be as visible, and that is the meteor shower that happens in November at about the middle of the month. I continue to go looking for aurora, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Saturn had a great show this week. Saturn was visible next to the moon. The night that it was the closest, we had clouds. However, the next couple of nights, it was visible. And, of course, the other planets of Jupiter is visible as well. Among the migration of birds at Hawk Ridge, and they continue to come across, it's bald eagles, golden eagles, red-tailed hawks, and rough-leg hawks that are the most common. Bald eagles, by far, are the most abundant. And it seems every day there's a pretty good numbers of them. Goshawk, sharpshin, merlin that have all been seen as well. Peregrine, they've all been seen. And then there's been geese. I had twice this week where I came across huge flocks of at least 100 Canada geese that were resting, one time out on a soccer field, the other time out in a pond. But they're continue to go, and they will last. They'll hang around as long as they can. You know, as long as if there's food and a place to stay, they have no reason to move on in migration. Same thing with swans. I've been seeing trumpeter swans every day. For those who want to see some really terrific swans as we get later into November, I would suggest going down to the southeast part of the state in the Winona area and beyond along the Mississippi River. And those are the tundra swans, and they congregate there in by the hundreds. One of the sightings worth taking a trip to go see. Ducks of different kinds have been coming through, robins, blackbirds, blue jays, crows. Northern shrikes have been seen, and a couple of other interesting ones that were reported this week. First, Bohemian waxwings. Bohemian waxwings, if they start showing up, they usually stay for the winter. Same way with pine grosbeak that was seen this week at Hawk Ridge, and a few redpolls. All those are more of winter birds. And so when we see some of these things, like the finches, purple finch, gold finch, and pine siskin, they might continue on their migration. But when we start seeing things like redpolls and pine grosbeaks and Bohemian waxwings, they may be staying. Along my walks, I have been consistently seeing tree sparrows, juncos, and snow buntings. Well, this week, that consistency slowed down a bit. And I saw snow bunchings, but I did not see much of the other two at all, just a scattering of the other two. So we'll see. They're another example of one. When they come through and stay and feed for a while, they usually move on. Every night, the barred owls and the great horned owls continue to call, and the bird feeders has become active. I mentioned last time, and it's worth repeating, is that I don't put out suet until later in the season, and the reason for that is bears. Well, I had a really good example of what bears can do this week. During one of my walks in the woods, going by a trail, I found a log that had just been ripped apart. And bears are hungry. They're looking for snacks that they can have before they go off to their shelter to go asleep. Also of note, along the same trail were several buck rubs. Also of note, saw a porcupine this week along a trail. Gray squirrels continue to be active in looking for snacks for the winter. I've been going by beaver ponds a couple times every week, or almost every day, and looking at the caches as they've been growing, because the beavers are getting ready for the winter. And any other critter that I mentioned last time, which is worth repeating, as getting ready for the winter, is not as attractive to most of us, and that is the mice. When the mice start moving indoors, when the weather gets cold, and yes, almost all of us have to deal with that. The trees have virtually all dropped their leaves. This is weeping willow time. Weeping willow is a very common tree in people's yards. I have one in my yard, and probably lots of people should say the same thing. Well, weeping willow is not native, and because they're not native, their biological clock is not active like the native trees. Therefore, they'll hang on to the leaves. And it's interesting, you drive around town, you might see weeping willows, big trees, that still have mostly green leaves. They just haven't quite gone on to the next step yet. Same thing with buckthorn. Buckthorn is very common. Easiest time of the year to see buckthorn is now, because it still has its green leaves. Another example of a non-native. The trees, besides having leaves, have plenty of berries and fruits, and we see that a lot. And of course, that's what they want. They want to be seen so an animal can come along and eat them and spread their seed. And then the wildflowers along the sides of the road. I just love it this time of year when they are get their big, fluffy seeds, and they're waiting for the breeze to blow them away. Some of them will be easy to recognize. You can see goldenrods are just as easy to recognize now as they were in the summer. Some other ones, like milkweed and fireweed, have fluffy seeds, but they look completely different than the flower did back in the summertime. So that's worth a get out and take a look. And, of course, when we have wet days like we had recently this week, taking a walk in the woods in November during a wet time is just, I think it's just wonderful. The leaves are wet on the forest floor, therefore walking is nice and quiet. Now, in addition to that, many of the things that grow in the forest, and namely the lichens and various kinds of fungi, will absorb this moisture and show up a lot better than they normally do. So, as always, I recommend getting out and taking a look. So take care, and thank you for calling.
That was Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.